Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Dr. Bob Peoples, the Executive Director for CARE. Bob, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm doing great.
You had your meeting last week in Indianapolis, your annual CARE conference. Most people know CARE stands for Corporate America Recovery Effort, and the organization has the goal of minimizing the amount of carpet that ends up in the nation's landfills. Catch us up on the highlights of your meeting. I wasn't able to make it this year.
Absolutely, Kemp. And I will tell you, on behalf of all the attendees, we missed you because everybody looks forward to your presentation each year. I'm very excited about the outcome of this meeting. There was a very positive atmosphere throughout the entire meeting, and it ended on a very positive note. Of course, one of the biggest things we do is we recognize the person of the year and the recycler of the year at our banquet on Tuesday evening. And we did that again this year. And Wes Nelson, who works with Green Waste out in California, was the CARE person of the year for 2023. Wes has been a great partner and supporter of CARE and has been instrumental in helping us continue to advance that program in California, especially around the collection side of things. And Wes played a big role in the setup of the initial Rural County drop-off site program as part of a pilot to establish that program. And then our recycler of the year was Repurpose Earth, relatively new company, but Repurpose Earth is a mission-based organization that really does a lot to recycle carpet tile. And they work closely with nonprofits, with churches, with organizations in need that don't have big budgets to actually reuse those carpet tiles, which is, of course, the top of the waste hierarchy for everybody. If we can reuse it, that's the best outcome. So they've been a key player for us. We were proud to name them as the Recycler of the Year. The conference had about 81 registered attendees. I'm always surprised each year that we get new people showing up, and this year was no exception. 13 of those attendees were people for the first time. I'm happy to say that we had a very broad set of perspectives brought by these new attendees. So for the first time this year, you know, REMA, which is the old ISRI, for people that may have known ISRI, the Institute of Scrap Recycling Industries, they're rebranded as REMA, which stands for Recycled Materials, was there and presented. The ACC, for the first time, was there and presented. Honda Motors sent a representative. Of course, you know that they're a big user of nylon in automotive applications. The Carpet Cushion Council was there. The Synthetic Turf Council was there. And we had a major adhesives player there. All first-time attendees bringing some unique perspectives to the conference. As always, a key element of the conference is networking time. And we got a lot of positive feedback about the amount of time we plan for people to network. I think we just reestablished momentum with the conference this year and a lot of momentum going into the second half of 2024.
Couple of questions. Do you give an award for the person who's never missed?
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe we ought to consider doing that. We have not done that. Have anybody in mind?
Well, that'd be either Ron Greitzer or Frank Andrini, probably.
Probably true, because Frank Andrini was with us actually from the very beginning, was one of the founding board members. Ron Greitzer joined this initiative probably a year or two after we got started, but he currently is the longest uninterrupted board member of Service to CARE. And of course, he's probably the longest running recycler of post-consumer carpet in the U.S., if not the world. So he does carry a distinction.
One thing for sure, CARE has proven that you want this to work economically. You need some system for payment. And the California system's got the consumer, when they buy carpet, paying a small fee that's used to make sure the product doesn't end up in the landfill at the end. I like to bring that up because you track that every year. What is the recycling rate in California now, thanks to the help of CARE?
Well, yeah, the recycling rate at the end of 2023 was 35%, which actually for the second year in a row exceeded our target. The target for 23 was 31%. So we've made some pretty dramatic progress on the recycling rate. And I did some cumulative analysis at the end of 23. And since this program began in July of 2011, we have collected over 1.2 billion pounds in the state of California, and we've recycled well over 622 million pounds. We've paid out more than $200 million in expenses. So It's a big program, and it continues to grow and continues to grow in its success.
And you're in good standing with CalRecycle now.
We are in good standing. We have an approved plan that runs through the end of 2027. We're about to submit our 2023 annual report. So I think the big news about CalRecycle, though, for your listeners that may not know, is that Governor Newsom just appointed the new head of CalRecycle. Her name is Ms. Zoe Heller. She brings a tremendous deal of experience, understanding, but maybe most importantly, a lot of respect across a broad spectrum of stakeholders. So we're very excited about this appointment.
I guess the last question is, there are some other states, I know New York for one, that are passing some laws to help fund, you know, a similar program. What's the status on that?
Well, it's too early to know what's going to happen in New York right now. There's a lot of dialogue going on between the carpet industry, the synthetic turf industry, and the carpet cushion folks to figure out what's the right way to design this program from a logistics point of view and to set realistic expectations so that 5 years from now, everybody can be shaking hands and saying congratulations as opposed to pointing fingers and saying you missed the target. And it requires a pretty intense dialogue around setting realistic expectations if we want to achieve that latter objective. So I would like to go back to the conference, though, just say that I really believe that the tone of the conference this year ended in an atmosphere of cooperation and collaboration. I think folks are beginning to figure out that these are really tough problems. And more states are starting to focus on carpet and other flooring alternatives. And if we're going to figure out how to solve these problems and be successful, we really need to figure out how to cooperate and collaborate and share experiences and what works and what doesn't work. So we're off to a strong start here going into the second half of 2024.
So, Bob, I understand you did a national survey. What were the results?
Yeah, Kemp, we conducted our first national survey since the year 2018, and I was pleasantly surprised. Our total collections across the U.S. totaled 152 million pounds. Now, I could tell you that about 60% of that came from the state of California, which meant the remaining 40% came from the rest of the U.S. So 152 million pounds gross collection, which is pretty close to where we were the last time we ran this in 2018.
Okay, Bob. Well, I know I'm going to see you in a couple of days at the StarNet meeting. It's good to catch up with you now over the phone. Again, I've been talking to Dr. Bob Peoples, the Executive Director of CARE, and you've been listening to KempR and FloorValley.net.